From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, Dex here. August 10th. What actually moved in crypto? 5 stories. No hopium. Let's get into it. First, from CryptoBriefing. BStocks captures 85% of tokenized equity DEX volume in July as trading hits $9.4 billion. Hey, so in July, BStocks took the lion's share of tokenized equity DEX volume, capturing 85% of the market. That's a pretty significant chunk. Trading volume hit $9.4 billion, which is a huge number. What's interesting is that BStocks' model is a hybrid one, extending trading hours and making it more accessible to a wider audience. This could be a game changer for global equity markets, potentially reshaping the way we think about trading. For listeners who want low fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin, link in show notes. Next. Second, from U.today. Veteran trader Brant leans bearish on Bitcoin's next move. The financial today intended overman the world is there only. You did conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. Up next, third, from B in Crypto. Weak US jobs data drives $2.5 billion gold futures surge on Binance. Gold XAU futures on Binance recorded one of their strongest trading days in 4 months on Friday. The surge followed a July jobs report that missed expectations. The move came alongside a broader gold rally, which ended a 4-month losing streak. Investors appear to be returning to the precious metal after months of pressure. Revisions to May and June erased another 103,000 jobs. The unemployment rate still fell to 4.1%. However, the decline did not reflect stronger hiring conditions. Instead, 264,000 people left the labor force during the month. And then, fourth, from Crypto Slate, yields are spiking toward 5.2%, but history shows Bitcoin might completely ignore Wall Street's $125 billion stress test. The Treasury auctions will total $125 billion from Aug. 11 through Aug. 13, while two inflation reports land hours before the corresponding 10-year and 30-year sales. The sequence will show whether softer bond demand and any resulting rise in yields coincide with pressure on Bitcoin. The Treasury refunding plan starts with $58 billion of 3-year notes at 1 p.m. EDT on Aug. 11, it continues with $42 billion of 10-year notes at the same time on Aug. 12 and $25 billion of 30-year bonds on Aug. 13, all three settle Aug. 17, the gross total is not a $125 billion liquidity drain. Next, fifth, from CryptoBriefing. UK Financial Conduct Authority plans regulatory framework for tokenized gold. The integration of tokenized gold into existing frameworks could enhance market efficiency and flexibility, influencing global financial systems. The post-UK Financial Conduct Authority plans regulatory framework for tokenized gold appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Up next, sixth, from CryptoBriefing. Bitcoin perpetual futures volume on Binance hits sixth lowest day in 5 years. The sharp decline in Binance's Bitcoin futures volume signals potential shifts in market sentiment and trader behavior, impacting liquidity dynamics. The post-Bitcoin perpetual futures volume on Binance hits sixth lowest day in 5 years appeared first on CryptoBriefing. And then, seventh, from Cointelegraph. Australia orders Cryptolink Bitcoin ATMs offline over basic reporting failures. Australia's financial watchdog has suspended Cryptolink's registration for 3 months, adding to a crackdown that previously saw the Bitcoin ATM operator fined $56,340. Australia's anti-money laundering watchdog has suspended the operation of Cryptolink's Bitcoin ATMs for 3 months, citing ongoing concerns about its compliance with anti-money laundering obligations. Australia has the highest number of crypto ATMs of all countries in the Asia-Pacific region. Australian authorities have been cracking down on the criminal use of crypto ATMs since at least late 2024. Next, eighth, from Cointelegraph. Crypto's first quantum attack will look like unexplained breach, Quanta's founder. Bad actors with access to a cryptography-breaking quantum computer probably won't try to announce it to the world by hacking Satoshi Nakamoto's high-profile Bitcoin wallets, crypto executives say. The first sign that quantum computing has broken modern cryptography probably won't be a splashy theft of Satoshi Nakamoto's dormant Bitcoin. It could just be a wave of unrelated crypto wallet breaches with no trace of how an attacker did it, according to the founder of blockchain startup Quantus. Up next, ninth, from Crypto Slate. In just 196 seconds, Grayscale quietly pulled the plug on three major altcoin ETFs. Three Grayscale ETF registrations for planned altcoin products were withdrawn and filings accepted just 190 seconds apart on Aug. 7. The sequence began with the Grayscale Cardano Trust ETF at 4:33:37 p.m. followed by the Grayscale Hedera Trust ETF at 4:34:55 p.m. and the Grayscale Polkadot Trust ETF at 4:36:47 p.m. according to Edgar filing records. The Cardano, Hedera, and Polkadot form RWs give the same operative explanation. Grayscale does not intend to proceed with the proposed distribution of shares. And then, 10th, from Crypto Potato. Wall Street Titans grip on crypto as institutions now drive 72% of spot flow, report. This week, Wintermute said institutional investors made up 72% of its spot OTC crypto flow in the first half of 2026, versus 59% a year ago. Professional investors are changing crypto markets by concentrating on fewer assets, utilizing derivatives, and muting the extreme price swings once associated with retail trading, the firm says. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. If this save is for you to foot.com.